We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Oregon State Beaver Podcast. I'm John Warren, along with Mike Parker. It is rivalry week, Oregon State and Oregon getting set to play this upcoming Friday in the 124th edition of the two teams working it out on the field, if you will. And of course, this podcast is presented by On Point Community Credit Union and brought to you in part by Lacrosse Boots. We want to offer a special thanks to Lacrosse Boots for, again, bringing you coverage of the Beaver Sports Podcast each and every week. When you need a pair of boots for that rainy Oregon weather, choose a boot done right. Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897. And Beaver Nation, the answer is yes. We are doing cutouts in stadium with the help of our partners at your local Toyota dealers and in Gill Coliseum as well. Toyota will help plant a tree for every cutout to help the Beaver State recover from the devastating wildfires this year. Buy now to get the very best spots in the stadium and inside of Gill Coliseum. And Beaver fans, have you joined the Game Day Wine Club created by Willamette Valley Vineyards? Members receive special benefits and portions of the sales go to support the fermentation science program at OSU. Sign up today during this Beaver Sports Podcast. All right, this week's guest, Josiah Irish, fresh off a block punt and a Special Teams Player of the Week award in that victory, 31-27 over Cal. In fact, it was that block punt that set things up for Oregon State to score and take the lead.
Josiah, it's great to have you with us for this week's edition of the podcast. First of all, first things first, congratulations on the Special Teams Player of the Week, making a play that turned that game around for you and your teammates. And that's the sense I got watching you and the guys celebrate afterwards. You loved making the play, but it was fun to be able to celebrate it with your friends, your brothers, your teammates. So tell us about that moment and just what it was like. We'll get to the technique you used in a second, but just what that play meant to you and your teammates.
Yeah, definitely. That was our first kind of like big moment kind of late in the game. And we didn't have Beaver Nation kind of behind us. So it was good. It was kind of that first kind of moment we had with our team, and we were all together celebrating, which was really cool to see. And, you know, it was cool to be kind of that factor in that moment. So it was kind of a real special moment for this year for sure.
2 weeks in a row, special teams have impacted the game dramatically in the punt return game. The touchdown in Seattle was a spectacular play, but that was more a function of a terrible snap by and Race Porter, their punter, having trouble getting it out. Hamaka blocks it, et cetera. We know that story, and that was beautiful in itself. But this was a clean block by you. What did you see, Josiah? And it looked like you made a quick move to get home. Tell us a little bit about what you did on that play.
Yeah, for kind of all game, I was either coming from the outside or I was kind of moving in. And I was kind of just kind of looking to see which gap I could shoot. And, you know, I was kind of about to full speed bull rush him. And then I saw he kind of stepped down a little bit. So I just quickly moved outside and, you know, put my arm out. And, you know, the rest is history.
Beautiful history. And that speed you talk about, we're going to get into all of that during the podcast, the world-class speed that you have. But in a short distance, Josiah, it sounds like speed was a big factor on this play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always try to get a good jump, and I feel like, you know, I can get the best jump out of anyone. So just if I can watch that ball perfectly and time it up, I feel like I can get that block.
Yeah, was there a point at which you had gotten through and you knew, I'm through, now concentrate on where the ball's coming off his foot, or did it all happen too fast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, once I saw him step down, I was like, oh, I really have a pretty clear shot right now, so I better just line up with the ball and, you know, try to find that flight path and block it. So that's what Coach Cook is teaching us to do, you know, find that flight path and that flight line. So that's what we did.
You know, with your speed in the open field, fastest guy on the team, what about quickness, left to right, all of that? Is that something you work on, or it just comes natural?
Yeah, I think always some of it comes natural, just how your upbringing and how you play. But, you know, just learning from these other guys, definitely. Like, I learn every day from Champ and some of the smaller guys and just how they move and how they get out of certain situations. And, you know, I'm learning every day and putting tools into my game every single day. So it's cool to be around some of these quicker guys that we have on our roster that, you know, you learn every day from Trey B and Champ and Ant and, you know, just all these guys that have different packages and different sets to them that, you know, allow us to work pretty functionally together.
Josiah, your speed, when I talk about short distance for you to get the pump block, it was a factor. I'm grateful that a penalty flag was thrown on the huge return by Nico Remigio of Cal, but I was also impressed. It reminded me of DK Metcalf a little bit, but you chased Remigio down. It was unbelievable, and you got him tripped up, and he didn't score. Tell me what was in your mindset, where you were when that return was happening and how you caught him.
Yeah, so I was running down and protecting that backside, and I saw him kind of shoot through the gap and break through a couple tackles, and I was running down the sideline, and I saw our kicker was the only one running against two blockers for Cal, and I was like, oh, no. So I started to put my head down, you know, found my inner DK and turned the jets on, and I knew we were going to get him, but it was just a matter of when, so I had to turn it on and go get him.
That was a beautiful play to see, and I'm glad it got called back. And so they go from the one back to the six or seven. That's a nice swing. But it was beautiful to see the determination. And what strikes me 2 weeks in a row, Josiah, is we've seen that from that team, that special team unit, in what Trevon did. Where were you during that whole thing in Seattle when Trevon runs 90 yards, makes the play that he did, and you score a touchdown?
Yeah, so we had our safe look on, so we had some of our defense out there. So I was on that sideline, and I was just looking at Trey, and because I always look at Trey, I don't even really look at the snap or anything, and I just seen Trey just full sprint, and I was like, what is happening? So I looked back, and I saw the chaos happening, and saw Ham block the punt, and I was like, whoa, and. You know, circus went on from there. That was crazy. You know, we were erupted on the sideline. That was probably close to second moment we've had. Just, you know, special teams, that kind of just brings our team together because kind of everyone's on that team. So it's just, you know, everyone is kind of into it, and, you know, it's a real big factor in our team, and we all kind of take it pretty seriously.
This following week after the Washington game, was that Bradford play used in film? I mean, that really should be used by every team in every sport to show what hustle can get
definitely.
You.
Definitely. You know, we unfortunately came out with the loss, but, you know, our coaches, that was the first thing that we were showing on Sunday. It's just, you know, that's the effort that we want to have, and that's what we strive, you know. Trey's been here for a little bit, and, you know, he knows how to do things around here. And, you know, if everyone could be like Trey, like, I think our team could be, you know, a lot better. And, you know, I think we can learn a lot more things from Trey and, you know, our older players on this team.
Doc, what a great conversation going on with Josiah. We'll get back to it in a moment. It's our halftime show, as it were, for this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. And at halftime with Josiah, it's time for another great moment in the rivalry series. This one is brought to you by the Rivalry Series partner, your local Toyota dealers. Doc, there are so many great moments in that 2000 Civil War. The touchdown passes from Jonathan Smith to Robert Prescott to put the Beavers up 14-0 in the first quarter. But it was Jake Kukus's day in the end. With three interceptions, this was the first.
Harrington will go with a slot to the left. That's the wide side of the field. The Beavers showing blitz, and they're coming as Harrington back to throw. Joey has time and throws over the middle, and it's incomplete and intercepted by Jay Kukus. Kukus at the 35-yard line, reverses his field, breaks a tackle, still on his feet inside the 30 to the 25. Tackle from behind inside the Oregon 20 at the 18-yard line, and then all sorts of penalty flags come out at the end of the play.
Doc, Jay Kukus has lived in a very real sense, no matter what else has happened, and a lot of great things have happened. That one day alone makes him a hero forever in Beaver Nation. That's this week's great moments in the rivalry series. Let's get back to the conversation, and that was brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Let's get back to Josiah Irish. Josiah, it was a gigantic play in Seattle. It's a type of thing that I wonder, as we go a little deeper now into your life and how you ended up a Beaver, that's a type of game and moment at Husky Stadium that I'm sure you'd love to have had family and friends there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you grew up in that territory, essentially, right? Were you a Husky fan growing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we grew up going to Husky games, you know, tailgating at the games and, you know, doing all that from A to Z, so it was fun. It was fun to be there, and, you know, the memories are always cool going there and driving over that bridge and getting to play at UW for sure.
Yeah, I know times are different, and those days of celebration will come for you, but we're glad you made your way down the road to Oregon State. If you don't mind, if you could take us a little bit in-depth to your life. I've read some things about you, your love for baseball. You were a great baseball player growing up. We'll get into all of that in a moment, but let's start first with how your path brought you to Oregon State. Jonathan Smith knew about you, right? I mean, tell us a little bit about how it happened for you to become a Beaver.
Yeah, so, you know, take y'all back to high school. You know, we, me and our Mount Si 7-on-7 team, we went up to the passing tournament at UW, and we did pretty well at the showcase. We actually played Dylan in the championship. The starter for UW right now, and we did pretty good at there, and we actually won that. So that kind of initially, me and Coach Smith kind of built that relationship starting then at the 7-on-7 tournament, and then I actually went to the Apple Cup my senior year, and you know, was visiting UW at unofficial, and that was Coach Smith's last game that he coached there, and I was. We were just talking to him before he went out to the game, and he said, just know you're going to play in this conference, and, you know, that kind of instilled some confidence in me, and then, you know, the next week kind of unraveled, and I took my trip to Hawaii, and I actually got to meet Coach Fence, which was pretty ironic, and then the week after that, I took my official to Oregon State, and we didn't have a receivers coach there yet, and Coach Smith told me, he's like, just know that the receivers coach we hire is someone that you know really well. I was like, oh, that's pretty obvious. So, I put the pieces together, and I talked to my family, a good amount, and they just told me to do what's right, and I thought it was right, and just everything kind of lined up for me, and it all kind of worked out, and timing was a big thing for sure.
So Kafense, would you have gone there, do you think, Josiah? Were you leaning one or the other? And then the combination of Jonathan and Kafense coming here kind of swung it Oregon State's way? I mean, what was your thinking in making that decision?
Yeah, I think just getting to know who Coach Fence was at Hawaii and, really spending some quality time with him there, and then that next week, Coach Smith, I get offered and take my visit to Oregon State. It was just like, I kind of believed in the scheme, and I kind of wanted to, be Coach Smith's first kind of commit and just kind of know that I'm bringing kind of what he always knew and kind of always cared about with UW, and knew what kind of player that I was coming from, like, the backyard of UW, which he's there for the previous 4 years. And, I think it just kind of all matched up, and it all felt right to me.
Josiah Irish, our guest here on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Now, being a Pacific Northwest guy, I know you get this, especially in the shadows of the Apple Cup, but it's rivalry week with Oregon coming up. It's not like it used to be, Josiah, with because there used to be more Washington and Oregon, well, Oregon kids on the roster back in the day, so mm-hmm. people get more into it. Does it mean much to you as a rivalry game, or is it more corporate? In that it's just another football game, like coaches are wont to say.
No, for sure, it's rivalry for sure for me. I have best friends on that team. We hang out with some of those guys, and it's all fun and games until we strap it up on Friday, and we're coming out ready to attack, and we know this game means a lot to the people in Oregon, and even though we're not from Oregon, and some of our roster is from California and Texas, and from there, and we know what we can do, and we know how much this means to some of these people and some of these fans, and we're going to give it our all every time we play Oregon. So,
Is there a sense when you get to be older, sophomore, junior, that you kind of bring some of the younger guys that may be from Texas and say, look, I know you're from Texas, but we don't like these guys down the road, at least on game day. We may be friends outside of this, but we want to beat this team.
Yeah, definitely. They know, right when they come through the door, people, some of the freshmen might be wearing green this week, and, they have to change right away. Like, there's some of these little things that some of the older guys preach and have taught us that, we carry on, and our coaches do too. So it's good. We know this game means a lot more to some people, and we take that to our full advantage for sure.
Hey, Josiah, before we get to some of the stuff outside of football and the rivalry game on Friday, I did want to ask you one other thing about prospering in the moment that you're in and giving everything you have in the moment that you're in, as you're doing now as a stalwart on special teams, while you continue to build your craft and work on your craft as a receiver with Kafense and the coaches. What about that right now for you, and what you feel like is out there for you as a guy to make a huge impact in the receiving room, so to speak, and while you're, in the meantime, working as hard as you possibly can on special teams?
I feel like we have a pretty good game plan going into the game every Saturday, and we look forward to you taking shots downfield, and I feel like I'm one of those receivers that we can take shots with, and we will, and if we get the opportunity on these second and third downs, and to throw deep shots and get across the middle and spread the defense out a little bit. You know, I think we'll be able to use our receivers and a lot more, and I think we'll be able to do a lot more things down the field, you know, coming in these next couple of weeks.
And I just wondered, too, just about you and the entire craft that you're working on as a receiver. I mean, it's so, you know, the fact that you have 4.26 40 speed is phenomenal in itself.
Yeah.
We'll talk about speed in a moment. But tell us what you've learned, what you're continuing to learn about what it takes to be a big-time receiver. Speed is wonderful. Tell us about some of the other things in the craft, Josiah.
Yeah, like you say, speed is wonderful, but, you know, you gotta know how to use that. And I feel like I'm still learning every day how to use my speed and how to turn it on and off. And in certain situations, you know, when you need to turn that 100% on, like on that kickoff, and, you know, when, you know, maybe you need to shut it down at 80% and get across the middle and, you know, just different things like that. And, you know, just my releases and how I use my speed in different ways and, you know, how I step versus, you know, running the ball or throwing the ball or just, you know, kind of just different steps that I can do to, you know, the meticulous things to increase my craft, you know, and make me a more productive receiver.
Josiah, there's a photograph of you. I think it was in a story Oregon Live Nick Daschle did a couple of years ago. A photograph of you and your younger brother, Aiden. Aiden had issues at birth, ended up having open heart surgery. He has Down syndrome. The article indicated the love, the closeness. Your mom, Naomi, talks about you're a protector of him. You take care of him. You love him. You go to ball games with him. And there's a shot of you, I think, at Safeco in a Dodger jersey. So there's a lot there that means so much to you. Tell us a little bit about Aiden and that experience going to ball games at Safeco, a Dodger jersey. Why a Dodger jersey? Tell us a little bit. Tell us about all of that, if you could.
Yeah, for sure. Aiden's been a big part of my life. You know, he came into my life when I was about 10 years old, and I was an only child since I was 10. So, you know, I was pretty spoiled coming from my grandparents and my parents, and, you know, so having a 10-year-old coming into your life, and boom, he has to have open heart surgery at 6 months old. And then, you know, we find out, you know, when he was about to be born that he had Down syndrome. And, you know, like having doctors tell my mom, like, you know, you can get rid of him if you want. I think that kind of scarred my mom and was like, what, you know? So I think, for me, it was a big piece of my life was just I have to protect, you know, my brother and teach him everything that, you know, I would want to be taught growing up. So it's always been good taking him to, you know, everything that I like to do and, you know, everything that he likes to do because, you know, he just likes to be with me.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Tell us about the ball game then. Why the Dodgers, by the way? Sean Scheffler, who works, as you know, is a huge Dodger fan. But how come a Dodger jersey in Tacoma?
Yeah. So, actually, my stepdad, his father, he is a huge Dodgers fan. So, we usually go to Dodgers games, you know. He can get us, like, on-field passes and stuff. So, we're a big Dodger family, and we love the Dodgers, so we're pretty pumped this year for sure.
Nice.
I meant Snoqualmie. Sorry about that. My apologies to you, Mount Si High School. But Sean tells me a story where I'm not even sure he knew who you were, but you ended up finding a connection with his son Luke at a Mariner Dodger game. What do you remember about that?
Yeah. So I actually was at home this game, and my dad and little brother went to the game, and his son actually got two balls, I think two foul balls or home run balls or something, and they just happened to be sitting in front of Aiden and my dad, and his son turned around and handed Aiden the ball, and my dad and Sean kind of talked about me and found out that they kind of both both had a connection to OSU, and you know, it just so happened that it worked out this way. And you know, we talked the other day, and we were talking like, "Whoa, such a small world!"
Yeah.
Like a Mariners game, and now we're all here, and it was just, I don't know, it was kind of wild.
That is wild. It is small. It's a small world, and yet you've seen more of it than a lot of us have.
Yeah.
You went to the Dominican Republic. It was the Beavers Without Borders in the summer of 2019. There's a photograph of you in the halls at Gil Coliseum with four young men. That tell us what you did there. What that experience was like, Josiah.
Yeah. So on the football team, me, Keyshawn, Andre, and D-Rod went. And, you know, that was the best week of my life, honestly. And just seeing just kind of how a different culture can live and, you know, just be happy without kind of the things that we call normal. You know, it was really good to see kids with absolutely, you know, nothing be happy and, you know, have a smile on their face. And, you know, it was just good to kind of escape kind of our world mm-hmm. and what we call normal for a little bit. And, you know, it really puts a good perspective on your life. And, you know, if I could, you know, have everyone do that in the world, you know, I think this world would be a lot better place for sure.
And a great experience for kids, I think, in your age bracket. Josiah, what did you guys do over there? Was it water work? Was it help building houses? What was your project?
Yeah, so every day we'd wake up at around 7 and, you know, we'd get breakfast and we'd drive over to on the orphanage, and they were building a third story on an orphanage. So me, Andre, and Keyshawn would get the bricks from downstairs and carry it up one by one and walk it up three flights of narrow stairs to the top. And some people were mixing concrete at the top, and we were just brick and mortar, a third story on an orphanage with little kids running around, like, on, you know, all the levels and just playing with our hair and our feet and wanting to play with us the whole time. You know, it was pretty cool. You know, we were working in, like, 95-degree weather and, you know, barely getting any water, but seeing these kids smile was, you know, it was all for us. You know, it was pretty fun.
We talk about your amazing speed, but I'm told by somebody that somebody outran you. You had some sort of race with the locals, or somebody gave you a run for their money in the Dominican Republic. Is that true?
Oh, I have video proof that I definitely won that one. At first I had shoes on and he didn't have shoes, and he was also helping out at the orphanage. He was on the track team for Cuba, I think. And, he told me to take my shoes off. So then I took my shoes off. I still beat him. Don't worry about it.
Good for you. Hey, you know, the Dominican Republic is a great baseball island. People, I mean, the tremendous players have come out of there. It got me thinking as you were talking about the Dominican and your time there. What about your own love for baseball? I read and hear that it was a big part of your life growing up. What about baseball? Do you still think about it once in a while?
Yeah, I love baseball, you know. And to be honest, I do think about it almost every day, you know. I love, you know, the Dodgers and Mariners, and, you know, that's my brother's favorite sport. So, you know, seeing a smile on his face and watching him swing, you know, he has the same stance still that I had in high school mm-hmm. and still was like up to the batter's box and hits the plate four times like I did. So, you know, it's real cool. And, you know, baseball has something special to my heart, and, you know, I think it will always will for sure.
Do you ever flirt with the idea of playing baseball at Oregon State along with football?
Yeah, you know, if I got the opportunity and the time was right, and, you know, everything worked out, and, you know, Coach Canham, you know, allowed for that, and Coach Smith, you know, I think it would, you know, I think it would for sure be a good idea, and, you know, I wouldn't be opposed for it, is what I'm saying.
And yet, you gravitated to football, and this is a bit of a knock against the great sport of baseball. It sounds like you love it, but if you had to commit to one, essentially, baseball was a little slow for you to use all of your speed and skills. Was baseball in the end, if you had to choose between the two, was it a little too slow moving for you?
Yeah, honestly, I made that kind of decision that I was going to play football in college versus baseball my junior year in high school, it was mostly like, you know, how am I going to show off my speed the most and, you know, what I have and my ability, my natural abilities and what I can kind of gain and learn and, you know, process in college. So I thought, at the time, and I kind of still think that I have a lot to bring to football and, you know, I have a lot more to bring to football down the road.
Let's close then with a thought about Oregon State and your academic pursuits. What are you studying, Josiah, and what do you kind of have in mind beyond football and so on for your future?
Yeah, so I'm in public health right now and minoring in communications. And so that kind of trip in the Dominican kind of opened me up and kind of just learning about kind of why, you know, things happen a certain way and in different cultures and in different, you know, countries, you know, why disease, you know, may happen or certain things like that kind of interest me and how we can solve it and kind of make third world countries and as well as America too kind of a better place.
Good for you, Josiah. It's been a real pleasure to have this in-depth conversation with you. Thanks for taking time for us. We look forward in the day we can see you on the practice field and with thousands and thousands of Beaver Nation at games. I know you all miss that, but it's a rivalry game Friday, a rivalry game Friday with Oregon that you're all in on. We're excited to see what unfolds. We appreciate you taking time for us in this busy week, Josiah. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thanks, Josiah. Josiah Irish, our guest on the podcast.
Wow,
this
what
week.
An impressive young man. Yeah, great conversation with Josiah Irish, and that'll do it for this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, providing our local communities with banking and lending solutions they need to get ahead. On Point, a proud sponsor of Oregon State Athletics Podcast, federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. Also by Oregon State eCampus. Oregon State eCampus, the world has shifted towards online education, and no one does it better than Oregon State eCampus. You can choose from more than 75 programs and earn your degree online from a nationally ranked leader in the industry. Learn more today at ecampus.oregonstate.edu. And Beaver Nation, this year's game day experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. Actually, osubeaverstore.com. The OSU Beaver Store, your authentic source for Beaver gear since 1914. Go Beavs!
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.